Partly sunny, 84 today. A lot of the partly this morning. Didn't see much when it came to sunrise, which happened at 627 this morning. Partly cloudy, 61 tonight, 88 tomorrow. But some cooler air is on the way. 60% chance precipitations, that cooler air moving in. They're kind of emphasizing, they're talking about a chance, increasing clouds and a chance before midnight, more likely afterwards, but still a 60% probability. Not much moisture there to work with. 60 for a low, but with that cooler air, we're talking about a high Thursday, 77, and back to those 50s, 56 by Thursday night, even cooler Friday night, saying a low 50. Forecast brought to you by KB's Barbecue and Marion, locally owned and operated. Follow KB's Barbecue on Facebook for our daily specials. Really fortunate to have my guest this morning, Mike Pinto. He's a coach. He's a general manager. He's a player. He's an author. And a drummer, because the drummer is the important part. And to my knowledge, the only drummer besides Neil Peart to ever write a book.
Yeah, there may be a long list.
drummers writing books? Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, maybe longer than I've give it credit for. All right. Hey, Mike, it's good to talk to you again, Chief.
Hey, it's been way too long time. I miss being on your show and miss our friendship.
Yeah. Miss seeing you. I still keep up with you on Facebook, so that's why I had to emphasize the drummers, because apparently you're always doing gigs. So Always a Miner, it's a new book. I'll be honest with you, I was a little surprised when I saw you'd written the book. But I guess the most important question is, which chapter am I in?
Actually, I think you are in there someplace.
Okay. I'm assuming it's the acknowledgments.
Actually, it is a series of the stories of what all happened. And I'll tell you what happened. At the end of the minors, when John and Jane decided to retire, we held this big party at Wrigley Field. And we invited all these people that had been part of the organization and players. And we're going to have a party at Wrigley, and you're welcome. And all these players came from everywhere, flew in from everywhere, to be a part of this. And at the end of the night, John Simmons came over to me and he said, we have to write a book about this, about the connection with everybody. How did this little baseball team in this town of 17,000 people attract all of these guys who are flying in from literally all over the world to be a minor, not having any idea what it's all about? And so that was kind of the start of the process.
You know what I find interesting is I have a different point of view. You can't do it. It can't be done. The town's not big enough. One of the first leagues they look to join? No. Ballpark, there's not enough money. Can't be done. That's the miners' legacy, because it starts off with you can't do it. It's not a big enough town. You know, and Mayor Butler literally, don't tell me how why we can't do something. Tell me how we can. And I feel that you can't do it legacy and the spirit that was born from it was infused into the team all the way through. Look at the attendance. Look at the records when it comes to winning. Look at the championships. You can't. Well, because I'm a dumb old country boy. You tell me I can't. I said, well, you can just sit back and watch. I'll show you. Watch me.
Well, that's certainly John Simmons' MO. And he was determined he was going to get a stadium in Marion, Illinois. He was determined that it was going to be the model. I mean, our stadium was the model that was used for this league as to how the league was going to get better and better stadiums and all that. And, and it started with Eric Hague and Tim Arsenault at the beginning, running the business, getting people to want to be a part of this. And then they brought me in on the baseball side and later on the business side. But in the end, all the wins aside, and so no one during our time in the Frontier League, nobody won more than we did.
Yeah.
We had a winning record against every single team in the league. Nobody won as much. But in the end, Tom, I don't remember many of the wins. I remember all the people.
Yeah.
And we're still all in touch. And that's really the connecting point.
Right. I introduced Mike to one of my friends, R.C. Davidson, down in Pope County.
Mm-hmm.
Right. World War II veteran. Drove to every game. the people. The minute you said that, a list started to fill my head of people. Sometimes it's people like Bill Glenn, who I was known since I was 16 years old, who's out there working
Wild
in the field.
Bill.
Right? Wild Bill. You know, Dave McKenzie is, went on to do some of this. That, you know, it's weird he mentioned that because when I went to the game, the first thing I always did was go down and see if I can see Mike, because the game to me is about the people.
Yeah, it always was. And, you know, you talk about Dave McKenzie, you know, did something in our stadium for the entire time we were there and was, again, part of our Miners family. You know, Steve Fallett was our PA guy for the longest time. And, you know, his voice became synonymous with, you know, welcome your Southern Illinois Miners. The song Thunderstruck. We just had all of these things that connected us all. But I'll give you an example. Tom, two weeks ago, my team was in Sussex County, New Jersey. And there was a guy that played for the Miners back in 2007 and 2008 named Mike Scanzano. Mike was up in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, saw that my team was going to be in Sussex County, New Jersey, and drove 2.5 hours out of his way because he wanted me to meet his sons. Here's a guy that played for us 17, 18 years ago. He's still part of the Miners. Austin Dubsky and Gordy Gronkowski, the brother of Rob Gronkowski, run into each other in a restaurant in Ohio. They didn't play together, but they knew each other from pictures on the wall in the clubhouse, and they took a picture and sent it to me. That's the connection we all had, and so we wanted to tell the story as to how did it happen? How did the Miners come about? Who were the instrumental players to make that?
Am I going to run the book here? How? Because
no.
See, here's the thing. Gosh, Mike, I mean, if I look at the why, I'm thinking Mike Pinto's the why. I mean, since the first time I met you, I'm like, oh, hey, I like this guy. Let's get lined up. I mean, there has to be a point, a pressure point, a starter, a vanguard, the cutting edge. And I always viewed that as you. But but you were always quick to say, look, it's a team effort. And I get that. But that singular edge always, I interpreted as you. Now, I knew you had the support of the Simmons family. That
yeah,
gave you the confidence.
That was critical, yeah.
But I was
to have John and Jane entrust that to me for all of those years.
15.
And to do it right and protect their family because we ran the business right in the community. You know, there were never scandals about the baseball team or our guys never got in trouble in the community. In fact, we were out in the community more than a lot of people knew. Guys just naturally gravitated to that. And we're real proud of it.
All right. Now, see, they gravitated to the team. They're good. But, Mike, you set an expectation and you created an environment. But I've always thought that your expectations and how – because that started in not only on how you pitched, how you handled first base, but also how you handled yourself in the community with a family that you were living with.
Yeah, and we had so many of them over the years, you know – you know, we had two that were with us from the whole time, the Wood family and the Baxter family. But you had the Sanders and the Marshalls and the Geralds. We had people at the very beginning, the Sprays, that were a part of when we first got started and who didn't know what the Miners were at all. But we're going to take these players into our homes. You know, the Gooches had multiple players for years. And they're all part of our family. But I'll tell you what we're doing, Tom, with the book that I think is the coolest thing. So we get the final manuscript. John says, so what'd you think? And I said, you know, I like how it turned out. I like how we told the story. And he said, but I hear a but in your voice. I said, we miss so much. I know we can only do so much in this space, but
some of that's hard to get down on the page. I mean, I'm literally, when you said that, I understand that completely. How do you get that down on the page when it's a spiritual experience?
Yeah, that's really what it was. So John, I said, John, I'm writing my own version of this. And he said, what do you mean? I said, I'm kind of going to tell some more of the behind the scenes that people don't know. And he said, well, have you started? I said, I've done four chapters. He said, well, send it to me. So he calls me the next day and he says, this is the difference. He said, here's what I want to do. Let's set up a website for the book, alwaysaminer.com, and we're going to have a section that's going to have your side of the story. Your blog is going to be on there. The pictures, the videos that you've captured over the years. He said, but let's go another step. Let's put a portal in there for everybody to write their own stories, their connections.
Good idea.
And then next year, we're going to do the second edition of the book that's going to have everybody's stories. So I'd love to have the Tom Miller RC story in there.
Right.
You know, those belong because that's part of what this miner's legacy really was.
Yeah, I mean, his name's on the back of one of the chairs, his favorite chair right behind the dugout for the miners.
Yep.
Just, you know, three or four up. He was an old baseball player and drove to every single game. Now, here's another idea. Now, I don't know that you may see this the way I do, Mike. I don't know when the last time you were back into the Marion area around the ballpark. All right, so we went from, now I have a unique point of view on this story because, quite frankly, I'm getting old. So years ago, I'm standing, and I've told you this story, in front of where the Harley-Davidson dealership is, or about to be. And right at that intersection on the northeast corner, there's a slag heap. It's mine remains and rock. And Mayor Butler and Doug Connell and I are together. And he's pointing at where the hill is now, and he climbs up on top of the slag heap. He gives you an idea how long ago this was. And he says, we can do this here, and then, we'd love to have a ballpark here, and then a bank. You know, look at all these places, 17th Street now. There's the bank there now, all these restaurants, right? It was a slag heap from an old mine, right? So that's where I've got this guy going, oh, boy, he thinks we can build a minor league ballpark here. What is to today where, you know, no, you can't. Show me how I can. It gets done. Mike Pinto comes in. 15 years of sweat and blood and all the players and teams and management and support. And I can't help but wonder if the people of Marion, including today's mayor and all the other people that looked at there, says, you know what? We can do these things. And you look at the ballparks that are being built today, and I can't help but wonder if that is not a legacy of the impact of the Southern Illinois Miners.
Boy, I sure hope so. And that would be a fair legacy to the Simmons and their commitment and the resources that they put in of their own in that team for 15 years. You know, and a lot of people said, you know, why'd they get out? They had eight grandchildren at that point. And didn't they deserve to go, hey, we're tired. We're going to retire.
You know, here's one. My buddy Rowdy just sent me a note on the American Moment text line. Mike showed me how to eat fire once. He inspired confidence. That was Mike right there. I think. Did you do the walk on fire too?
No. But I did eat fire. And,
okay.
You know, we had a number of events that I spoke at, and we had people come up, and that was so cool. It was another way for me to connect to people. You know, it was something very unique. And it's something I do, by the way, on opening day with every baseball team I've managed. We do it on opening day. Our record on opening day was off the charts because the emotion, the energy gets so high. But, thank him for mentioning that and remembering that.
Yeah. So why did you write this? In the simplest possible terms, Mike, why did you – because this is a time-consuming effort, buddy. This is a big book. It's available on Amazon, by the way. Why did you put the pen to paper? You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it came down to. And John said it best. He said, you know, Mike, when we're done with this, we may not sell 10 copies. He said, but in the end, you and I will have a written document on how we spent almost 2 years or two decades of our life.
Right.
My grandchildren will each have a book and know where their grandpa was. It was always when they were little, grandpa's at baseball, and they didn't really know what that was. And now they're getting a little bit older, and they'll be able to read about, you know, what grandpa did, what my impact was, and with this small group of people, and how we all became a family over the years.
Why should somebody read this book?
Well, first of all, if you're from Southern Illinois, I think it will tell you some of the behind the scenes on why what we did was so good and was so impactful. There's so many kind of behind the scenes stories of how it went together, but mostly the interconnection of what the standard was that we were determined that we were going to put out into the market. We just had to have the best ballpark, the cleanest ballpark, the best players. We were just driven by that. But at the same time, people are telling me, this is a leadership book. If you manage a group of people, this is a clinic and how you put a culture together, how you bring, and it's getting lost today where employees don't matter anymore. Well, they always matter to us. And, you know, I'm sure some of the people that are listening that works for us at one time remember going on the field and taking our team photo, which wasn't just the players. It was players, ushers, people in the parking lots, kept that in line. It was all of us together. That's what the Miners family was about. And it wasn't just the players. It was everybody that was a part of us. And, you know, in the end, I hope that they are proud of how we told the story.
You know what I'd like to see you write, Mike, if you like being an author? I think you're capable of writing the Sun Tzu, The Art of War book for sportsmanship and leadership, to distill it down. Mike's rules, right? Because I've always found that about you one of the most attractive things. Love having an interview with this guy because he brings the energy, has insight, legitimacy, right? And stuff that I'm like, yes, you're right. I've always thought you're capable of more than more. When I sell this first book, I'm thinking, wow, maybe he is. Because the name of the book, Always a Miner, the Journey of Creating Joy, Entertainment, Legacy Through Professional Baseball. I mean, literally just came out. They said available on Amazon. But I said, you know, because in the not-too-distant future, I'd love to have you back on to talk about sportsmanship. And it's, I mean, we could talk about the WNBA. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be baseball when it comes to how do you conduct yourself out on the court.
Well, even beyond that to us, we made it our mission that when we went into a visiting team city, we went into their clubhouse and their dugouts, they were going to be cleaner than when we left. There wasn't going to be this disaster that we left behind. We were going to clean out the lockers. We were going to sweep it. We were going to leave this place nicer than we arrived. And what I said to the players is, how we do one thing is how we
You'll do
everything.
Anything. You're exactly right. One of my favorite sayings of all time. I stepped on you. Say it again, Mike.
How you do one thing is how you do everything.
And that is where we're going to end today because that is my favorite saying. Mike Pinto, Always a Miner, coach, general manager, author, drummer, and friend. Mike, thanks again, pal.
Thanks, Tom. Talk to you soon.